Hello, and I'm just passing Curious Wines in Cork on the Kinsale roundabout, and I really do feel like dropping in and buying myself a bottle of wine because I'm, to put it bluntly, I'm pissed off. I'm feeling grumpy, so this is going to be a grump boo. Why am I feeling grumpy? Well, in the immediate context is I've just been listening to an audio boo 11 minutes long, and I was glued to every second of it by Documentally, a guy called Documentally, who is Christian Payne, and he's been over in Dublin at a social media event in Dublin, and he's been and I'm pissed off superficially because I missed him, and I'd like to have been there to hear him speak, and not to hear him speak actually, as to just to watch him. But anyway, and the other reason, I'll come back to why I'm pissed off about, why that made me feel a bit pissed off, but I've been standing around while my good wife's car has had a puncture mended on it, and a whole chunk of my afternoon, about 2.5 hours, have been hijacked in relation to rescuing the car from the puncture problem. I won't bore you with the details of that, but it has involved a small episode of the guy put the wrong tyre on, and I don't blame him because he caused himself more trouble than he caused me, but that chewed up even more time. But anyway, it's great. I'm now fixed, I'm back on the road, and I'm driving my wife's car, which is drivable. But I'm grumpy for a fundamental reason, and it's this. We had the Dublin Web Summit, right? Drop dead gorgeous gathering followed by founders the day after. Lots of fun and games in Dublin while people came. Okay, they were the heads of YouTube and Twitter and, oh God, I can't even remember what they were all heads of. But basically they were all heads of something. Lots of great people. And I don't mean this disrespectfully. Krishna Day was also there presenting. And lots of other people who I can actually remember if I tried. But Dublin Web Summit. Great time for Dublin. Terrific. And now we've just had this Content is King 2010. Huge social media event in Dublin. Which, actually, unless I'm doing it injustice, claim to be the biggest social media event in Ireland this year. So I'm not quite sure which of those two events, the Dublin Web Summit or the Content is King, had the most people at it. And even then, do you judge big by quantity or do you judge big by quality? There's a measurement issue there. But anyway, I'm chewed off because for this reason, and you may have guessed this already, but I live in Cork, that's why I'm chewed off. Now, I'm not one to contribute to the historical jealousy or sometimes even envy between the second city and the first city in most societies. There always is a frisson between the two, and I'm sure that you can think of loads of examples of societies in which the second city has a culture which is founded upon being different from the first city. No, I'm not concerned about that. I just would actually like a really big social media gathering in Cork. Why? Because it would be on my doorstep. Two, because it wouldn't conflict with my being a father and taking my daughter to and from school. And thirdly, it would, I would be just good to get out of. Now, when, get out of Dublin. When Chris Brogan took himself over to Torquay, I hope it's Torquay, for Like Minds, about 6 or 8 months ago, I remember the incredible experience of intercepting a tweet, if that's the wrong word, from Chris Brogan, finding out that he was on a plane flying to London. Now, for Chris Brogan in northeast of the United States to be flying to London, I immediately thought of London, Ontario, which is where a very, very good friend of mine lived once, and I went and stayed there. And in the basement of that particular house, there was a drop-dead gorgeous collection of Edgar Rice Burroughs first editions. Anyway, this is a ramble in around London, because Chris Brogan wasn't going to London, Ontario. He was actually going to London, England. And he wasn't actually staying in London, England. He was getting on some class of a I suspect a train, I can't remember what, and taking himself down to Turkey to Like Minds. And Like Minds in Turkey had Chris Brogan there. And that's another, some of you may, if you ever want to find out about Like Minds, look up their website. And you'll find that it's an absolutely terrific thing and a movement, and there are great people attached to it. But the notion that one of the heavy hitters in the social media world would take himself off to a retirement home place like Torquay and mix with people filled me with joy, to be honest, because I think that's that's a good thing to do. Capital cities are already great enough. So the short answer is that, of course, I want to bring a documentary to Cork. And I want to bring several other people to Cork. If I had my way, I'd bring Gary Vaynerchuk to Cork. I'd bring Gary V on Twitter to Cork. I'd bring Chris Brogan to Cork. I'd bring several people. I'd bring René Blodgett to Cork. I'd bring Mitch Joel to Cork. These are all wonderful practitioners. I'm going to tell you that I'd bring them ahead of people who have invented Skype and YouTube and whatever. I'd bring the users of the technology, because that's a personal preference. No other reason. But I would really do that. And I'm disgruntled because I hear now Christian Payne is going back to Dublin in February. He's been invited back there. And there is the thing that, of course, if you have first mover advantage, you get in first. The whole of the international glitterati get to equate Dublin with Ireland. And, of course, to them and to you who are listening to me, that's totally understandable. I mean, Cork is only 2¾ hours away by road from Cork, and there are planes, and there's a fast train service. Actually, it isn't all that fast, to be honest, and it has crap Wi-Fi, non-existent Wi-Fi on it, so I don't want to extol its virtues too much, because if you travel on a train, you really ought to be able to have good Wi-Fi on the train to make the train, a super experience in comparison with the car. But anyway, that's another story. Somebody will find me a technological solution to why I don't need the train company to provide me with Wi-Fi. But I'm just grumpy. I promised you the weather is grumpy making. It's peeing down here at the moment. And of course, once again, I'm not even going to Le Web in Paris. I know people going to there. Connor from Bandon. Connor O. From there. There's an Irish delegation going across to Le Web, and they're going to have a great time, or if they don't, it's their fault as far as I'm concerned, because there'll be hundreds and thousands of people in Paris. So I guess the only way to get everyone to come to Cork is that I'm going to have to make it happen. And I'm already dreaming up a scheme for how I can get people to come to Cork, but so I'm just giving notice to the entire world that I'm not happy to be confronted with a travel to Dublin. I have no difficulty with Dublin. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful city. But I'm very keen to see if we could find a way in Cork of collaborating together to make Cork such an attractive place that people would say to themselves, all right, terrific, Dublin great, Galway great, but actually I hear the crowd in Galway are really worth in Cork are really worth going to see. So anyway, I'm going to conspire to that effect with I'm going to collaborate with other people, and I'm going to try and make it happen. So there you are. I've come out in public. God knows who this will be retweeted to, and if some of those people I've mentioned on this in this audio boo hear me using their name in vain and say to themselves, why the hell should I go to Ireland to speak to that madman in Cork and his crowd? When I could be going to Minneapolis, or when I could be going to... Where is Seth Godin last heard of? At last I heard he was coming to Europe at one stage, and he was going to go to Amsterdam or somewhere like that. But anyway, folks, I'm not giving up. I'm tremendously tenacious, and I am disgruntled, and that's why I'm disgruntled. And, I love the world that can make me disgruntled. Goodbye for now.